Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph will begin Mem Zayin Amud Bey, 7 lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Huna Tisha V'Aron Mitzdarfen. So we said for a mezuman you need 3 people. For a mezuman of 10 to say Elokeinu you need 10 people. So Rav Huna says Tisha V'Aron Mitzdarfen. If you have 9 people with an Aron HaKodesh, then it's Mitzdarf, it's considered a minyan. You can have to, you make a mezuman with Elokeinu. Omlev Nachan Varen Gavru is an Aron HaKodesh, is a person, you need 10 people. Meaning, what Rav Huna held was that 9 people in an elevated situation, in an elevated scenario where there's an Aron HaKodesh, that's enough to have the Davar Shebekedusha. It's a Amokim Kedusha, so you can be Mekadosh. It's considered a place of Kedusha, and you can say a Dover Shebe Kedusha. However, Rabbi Nachman said, you need people. Kishem Hashem Ekra, have a good Alilakenu. It has to have a response with people. It's totally on the people, not on the situation, not on the surroundings. Elamar Rav Huna Tisha Niren Ka'asorim Mitzdarfen. He said, rather, Rav Huna said that if it's Tisha that are Niren Ka'asorim Kimitzdarf, as long as it has the appearance of 10, it's enough to have the mezuman to be say Elokeinu. Amrlei, so some say, when is it near? And what does it mean that it has the appearance of 10? Amrlei ki mechanfe, amrlei ki mevadri. Some say when they're gathered close together, when they're closer together, it looks like a larger group. And some say when they're spread out. So each one has a mila. When they're spread out, it's a larger area. It encompasses a larger area. But then you can discern more easily if there's 9 or 10. If they're closer together, it doesn't cover such a large area, it doesn't look so vast, but it's hard to discern, is there really 9 or is there 10? Omar Rabbi Yami Shnayim Shavus Mistarfen. Similarly, he wanted to say that 2 people, this is now for 2 for Mezuman of 3, 2 on Shabbos, for 2 for Mezuman of 3, and it's Shabbos, and it's in an elevated time, a more time of Kedusha, time of greater Kedusha, there also, it's a Dover Shebekedusha, you can also have a mezuman. Amar Lei Rav Nachman, again, he objected. Even for a mezuman of 3, and even though Shabbos is an elevated time, and it's a time of Kedusha, but still, Shabbos is a Gavrahu, Shabbos is not a person, and again, his taina was, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hava Goda Lelekenu, it's totally on the people are the ones that have to praise Hashem and say the mezuman. Elama Revi Ami. What he meant to say is, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim HaMechadadim Zeh Zeh B'Halacha Mitzdarfen. What he meant to say is that, yes, you can have times when it's not 3, but not in that manner. It's not totally on the time, it's totally on the people. If you have 2 Talmidei Chachamim or Mechadim Zeh Zeh, they have a Masa Matan, they sharpen each other with opinions and svaras back and forth, then that has the effect of 3, and you can have a mezuman of 3. So different pshatim, some say that that gives them an elevated status, or some say that it's like 3 opinions. Each one has one opinion, the other one has the other opinion. Now when they have a masa matan each other, they share opinions and they come to a third opinion or more. So now it's considered like more dais, it's considered like more than 2 people, and therefore they can be mezuman. Machi Rav Chista ki goyin ana Rav Sheshes. So what are these like 2 Talmid Chomer Mechadim Zedzeh B'Halacha? He said like myself and Rav Sheshes. Machi Rav Sheshes goyin ana Rav Chista. Rav Sheshes is like me and Rav Chista. Anu Halacha Amar Rav Yoichanan Katan Peirech Mezamna Lov. Yav Katan said he started bringing simonim. So the way Rashi learns is that he's started to bring simonim, but he's not yet bar mitzvah. So he started to bring simonim shtei saris, but he's not yet bar mitzvah. That's Rashi's shita, and other Rishonim learn differently. Akoponim, it says called the Parech Mizamlo. Tanya Rach, Tanya Nami Hachi Katan, Shehevi Shte Saras Mizamlo. Ushaloi Hevi Shte Saras Ain Mizamlo. Vaymedakti Mekotan, if he has 2 Saras, so this supports it, then Mizamlin. But Loi Hevi Le Mizamlin. So Hagufakasha, Amrit Hevi Shte Saras in. So it says if he's Havish Tesaris, he brought Simonim, then you can be a star. Loi Havi Loi, but not. Vahadatanim Medakta Mekabin. And then it says, we're not Medakta, we're not so careful to examine it so carefully. Lasuya Mai, Lav Lasuya Katan Pireach. So this is the Raya, it must be coming to include this case of Katan Pireach, that in this case over here, we're not Medaktik. The way Rashi is learning, we're not medaktik if he is bar mitzvah or not, as long as he has shtei saras. But the Gemara says, "V'les hichol sekoranish meitza." That's not the halacha. Ki ha'adam Rav Nachman katan yodei l'mi mevarchin mezamin alav. If the katan knows, he's aware what benching is. Who is he benching to? Who is he saying these praise to? Who is he thanking? Then you can be mezamin alav. So there's a machlokes rishonim how to learn over here. Does that mean that it's a katan that is, he's not brought shtei saris, he's a katan, and nevertheless, as long as he's yedel mivarchin, then you can be mezamin, be mezamin with them? Or it means to say the opposite way, l'chumra, that even if he hevi shtei saris, he still has to know l'mi mivarchin. So that's machlokes rishonim. Abai v'Rava and the Yasi coming to Rava, they were Talmido Abai v'Rava before Rava. So it seems from this Maisa that they were very, very young at the time. So Amarlu Rava l'mi mevarcha. Rava said to them, you're making a bracha. To whom do you make the bracha? Who are you praising? Who are you thanking? Amarlu Rachman, they said to Hashem. So he asked him, Rachman, Hecha Yosef, where is Hashem? So Rava, Achve l'shmei talala, he pointed to the ceiling. Abai and Nafek Labra, Abai went outside, and Afik Labishmai, he pointed to the Shemai. Amrlei Rabba, Rabba said, Tarvaichu, Rabbonin Habisu, you're both going to grow to be great Talmidei Chacham and Rabbonin. Hainu Damri Inchin, that's the expression, a common expression that people have, boots and boots and mikatve yadiyah. When the pumpkins start to grow, immediately when the sap starts to come into the fruit, when the fruit starts to form, you can tell from the very beginnings of the fruit, how is it going to end up? Is it going to be a fruit that's large and ripe and tasteful? So you can see a katan, a child, from his early beginnings, you can discern how he will end up. Amar of Yehuda Breidim, Shmuel Bar Shila Sushmei Darav. So he asked the following shayla, Tisha Achla Dagan Ve'echad Achla Yerek. If 9 people ate grain, had bread, and 1 person ate yerek vegetables, mistarf, they can join together, even though you don't have 10 people eating bread, but you have 9, 1 eats, they are commute star of Amar of Zera, by me name of Yehuda Shemayna Mao. He asked the question, what about 8? If 8 people ate bread and 2 people ate yerokas, Shiva Mao, what about 7 and 3? Can they similarly be mitzvah? Amar Lei Loishna, he said, it doesn't make a difference. Shisha, by Rashi's Girsa, and why the Bach brings it down as well, Shisha Vai Loimi Boile. He said, Shisha, I didn't ask by 6. I should have asked by 6. Maybe by 6 it would have been different. Amrlei Rav Yirmiyah Shaprafta Loi Boilach. No, it's good that you didn't ask. What's the difference? What's the difference if it's 8 or 7? You have a majority that ate bread, and therefore here also you have a majority that ate bread. So why should there be any difference between 7 or 8 or 6? He says, "Ha, sometime in my mishum diikaruba, because over there there's a majority. The majority ate bread, so this mitzarf hachanam ikaruba, so there should be no difference." But he said, "Oyve, that he should have asked. He should have clarified it. Why? Because possibly this is different. Because ruba the minker ben. Because possibly you need a ruba the minker where it's clear. Where it's clearly recognizable and discernible that you have a right. 6 and 4, it's not so clear." It's not without examining it. It's not nicker. It's not so clear that you have a majority. So maybe that would make a difference as far as this is concerned. Yanai Malko, Malkus, Yanai the Melech, he was a Rosh, he killed out the Talmid Chacham. He was sitting with the Malka, with the queen. Kriach Rifta Bahari Adari, they had a meal. Rabbonan, after the time that he killed out the Rabbonan, Loi Havale Inish, Lebruchilu. So nobody was there that was enough for Talmud Chacham that could bench them, that could be mitzi them with benching. Again, they did not have printed sidurim, benchers, etc. And and it was not so common, and people did not know benching, the nusach of benching, and they didn't have the rabbanon to be mitzi then with birchas hamazon. Amar lo de beisay. So he said to his wife, to the queen, man yoiv len gavra de mevarach lan. They should find a gavra tamr chacham that could bench for us. Amar le, she said to him, ishtabeli, swear to me, de'im I seen aloch gavra, that if you, I do produce for you a Talmud Chacham to be Maitzias with benching, to Lema Sarasli, that you're not going to cause him pain, you're not going to harm him. Ishtabala, he swore to her. Aisi, Sele Shem Ben Shetach. So she brought out her brother, Shem Ben Shetach, Achva, her brother. Aisi Ben Dide Le Dido. So he situated him, seating between him and her. Omrele, Chazis, come and Yikrav, Dinaloch. He said, look how much covet I'm giving you. I'm putting you right here at the head table with the royal cup. Omrele, Lavatka, Makrisli. You're not giving me the covet. El Oraisa, he the Makrisli. The Torah is giving me the covet. Dachsiv, Salzala, the Torah Mecca. Techabdecha, ki techabkena. The Torah will give you covet when you embrace it. Then the Torah will elevate you. It will be chabed you. Amr Lay, so Yanai said, Amr Lay, Kachazi is the Lay Mekabal Morris. You see that he's not Mekabal, the authority, the king. He's acting in a, talking in a brazen way, in a chuspidic way to talk to the king. Yavale Kazal of Rucha, so the game of the Kais shall brach at the bench for them to meet them with benching. Amr, hey, Chiavrech, so Shemesh Shetach said, how can I bench? Boruch Shachal Yana v'chaverev mishaloi. I should make a benching that Boruch, that Yana and his friends ate from your food. I didn't eat anything. How can I make the benching? Shasil ha'okasa. So he drank that kaisel bracha, so that he now had something. He partook of the sudi. He drank that cup. Yavalei kasa achrinu Boruch. And then he gave another kais for the kaisel bracha to bench on the second kais. So what happened, therefore, is that he was mitzi them with benching based on his participating them with them with the meal and eating. Now, even though he didn't eat bread, he just drank the kais. So Amar Rav Abba Rei Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Shimon ben Shetach David Legarmi Hu David. He was following his own shita. But we don't follow that halacha. We hold that he cannot be mitzi them if he himself didn't eat bread. The Hachi Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yoichel Lo Ilam Eino Maitzi Esar Rami Dei Chayvosan Achi Yoichel Kazayis Dogan. Because we hold that you have to be Maitzi with a Kazayis, you have to eat a Kazayis Dogan. If you didn't eat a Kazayis of Dogan, you can't be Maitzi them. And he was Maitzi them without. He was Maitzi them with only drinking the cup of wine. Maitzi Alas Yuvakashir Shem Gamliel Oiman. All of it, if a person joined them, he reclined with them, he joined with them in the meal, even if all he ate with them is a vegetable dipped in brine, a vegetable with a dip, that's all he ate. Or only one groigris, one fig, the dried fig, that's what he ate with them. He didn't eat bread, he didn't wash. If that's all he ate, mitzaref, he can be mitzaref for benching. So you see that Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we apparently, we hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, holds that that's enough. You don't have to eat the bread. The more answers, it's taruf and mitzaref. That's only as far as being mitzaref. You can be mitzaref with these things, with vegetables. But to be mitzi them, it's a suda of nenin and a birchas of thanking Hashem for what we ate. It's only if you ate bread and you ate the bread with them in the Suda. You can even starve and you can answer, but you can't be moisty with them unless you eat bread as well. So Tosis brings down the Yerushalmi and the difference of opinion, and he has a discussion of this, that you can be mitzaref with vegetables, etc. It says it over here by 9 and 1. Is that the case by the third person from a Zuman of 3 or not? So that is a discussion, and that's how Yerushalmi says that you can, and there's a discussion in the Rishayim and the Paiskim. It marnami Amar Rav Chanan bar Yehuda Mishmei the Rava Afilu loy Tovel imoim ela betzir, veloi ochel imoim ela groigres hachas mitstarif. Olo hoitzi es a rabbi midei chayvosan in a moitzi at sheochel kazayis dogan. That's only the vegetables that to be mitstarif, but to be moitzi, you need a kazayis dogan.